Blog Talk Radio. This conference is being recorded.
Good evening to everyone on the prayer line, on the blog line tonight. We have our instructions.
Why so loud? Oh, no.
Well, everybody, watch your lines. Watch the background noise. Amen. God bless you. Well, God bless all of you on the blog line tonight. We come to you again in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I save you forever. Somebody ought to be determined that your praise tonight will burn the enemy up. Amen. You ought to tell him, Satan, my praise is going to burn you up tonight. Somebody ought to praise God for a miracle you don't even have, but that you're believing God for. Praise him in advance. You want a miracle in your healing area? You want a miracle in your financial area? Learn to praise him for things that you don't even have. That praise will get you a miracle. Yeah, I've been praising God, and this is our 95th day, I believe, of our fast, of our 100-day fast on this line. That's why I'm reminding you of it, because the people on this line and the prayer line are going 100 days of fasting. Jesus said to disciples in Matthew 17, that these kind, oh my God, these kind go without by prayer and by fasting. No matter what you stand up on, your contention, if you love the Lord, you shouldn't fight against the Bible. No, you shouldn't fight against the Word of God. And Jesus said to his disciples, these kind go without. Thank you, Jesus. By prayer and by fasting. They wanted to know. They wanted to know, Lord, why could we not cast the demons out? And Jesus said in Matthew 17:21, the reason why is because of your unbelief. And then he said, howbeit this kind goeth out by prayer and fasting. Amen. We've been praying, yes, and I've been fasting. But people where fasting means something to them. If it doesn't mean anything, I'll take them off the list. Amen. And thank God for you who the fasting means a lot to. Thank God. Let's have a word of prayer tonight, and then we're going to get, well, why don't we get our prayer request first. And then after our prayer request, then we will open the lines up where we begin to thank God 1,000 times. This is the line, if you're wondering, where people thank God 1,000 times. Yes, this is it. Amen. If you have a prayer request, I wouldn't hesitate.
913, Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good evening. Would you all please put Second Baptist Missionary Church on a prayer list along with Amazing Grace? Thank you.
Thank you. Sheila Brown for Second Baptist and Amazing Grace.
Yes, sir, and I would like the Lord to use me, Chief Ambassador, to spread good news.
Can I have a copy of that, please?
I think he is already. I think the Lord is using you. Amen.
Yes, sir. I want to go to different churches and tell them about it. Without anyone taking offense, yesterday God allowed me to share at Second Baptist about First Fruit, and quite a few people knew you and thought you was a great man, but they wasn't familiar with what was going on, and God did allow my pastor to let me put the number on the billboard to the prayer line, and I just thank God for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank God is using you. Thank God for you. Amen. You didn't have to do that. And I'm so grateful that you had the holy boldness to do so. I appreciate it. I even asked even those that you hear you. Amen. How many of them have done that? I sure do thank you, Sister Sheila Brown. You got a lot of boldness in you. And when you got holy boldness and put God first, he will use you for his glory. God bless you. All right. I want to put Bishop Hagin on this prayer list. Mm-hmm. He had, you know, when he had that surgery, it was major. We're asking God to heal him quickly. And then Bria, and then Dr. Betty. Well, thank you, God. We already have Amazing Grace on there. Would it be, I hope it wouldn't sound bad if I, last but not least, put myself on there. Okay. Your Chief Ambassador, I don't mind being on that prayer list. It's a good blessing for us. All right, anybody else on the prayer list?
Good evening. This is Ambassador Frierson, Arizona 616. I'm requesting prayer for my mother. We have a little issue where we don't want to take the medication.
All right, we'll pray for that.
He's on the air.
Okay, anyone else?
913. Go ahead.
Okay, 314, Ambassador Renata Jones. I just want to lift Amazing Grace up and ask God to bless your church in a financial fund, Dr. Jones.
Run down that hallway and holler for me. God, thank you. All right, God bless you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Amen. Amen. Our roof is going on. We have, now, about 5 years ago, we put the major roof on the top of the church and stopped any leaks and all leaks. But we had the overhangs that have looked so bad. And God now has blessed us, and they're putting the overhangs on our roof. Amen. It makes me so happy. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. It's come along. Amen. The vision is unfolding. Thank you, Dr. Renata Jones and Ambassador-elect Sister Sheila. God bless you for all of you. God bless you. Anybody else need prayer for anything? Jump in there.
913, Sheila Brown, can you please put my son, Verley Jefferson, on that prayer list? Well, he's on that 50-50 prayer list.
Same
Chief Ambassador. Verley. V E R L E E.
Okay.
Jefferson.
Okay.
Ambassador Steph said this morning about God is releasing that money. And my son, he called today, Chief Ambassador, and he told me, he said, Mama, I got my GED a month ago here in prison. So that's a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, the Lord, I told you in these last 20 days, God's going to do some spectacular. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And I had no idea, Chief, that he was even had that on his mind. So I know it was the Lord. Thank you.
Had to be. The Lord.
Yes.
You, Jesus. I know that makes you smile.
Yes.
You're not the one on with nearby.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Anybody else have a prayer request? Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
All right, Sister Lucille, unspoken. Do y'all know that we're going to thank God for every one of these requests tonight? There'll be in our 1,000 thank yous. Amen. And I believe God's going to pay very close attention to all these requests. We're going to be thanking him 1,000 times for it. Anybody else before we close? All right, who will take the privilege, the ultra awesome privilege, to talk to God tonight and request these things? And perhaps you can get all the names, but who wants to pray? That's an ultra awesome privilege to talk to God. Amen. Who wants that privilege? The line is open to you. If you'll take it, it's presented to you. Otherwise, I'm going to take it. Anybody?
Father God, I just come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for being all that you are, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sin. Father God, would you please bless our prayer list, Lord God. I thank you for answering our prayer list this for, Lord God. I didn't get all the names down, but, Lord God, you have them. And, Lord God, I know that I can't make it no other way in life without praying, Father God. Father God, you said the Holy Ghost would lead and guide me. So, Holy Ghost, would you please lead and guide me in areas that need to be prayed for? Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for being a prayer answering God, a prayer hearing, and always being the same. And you never change up on me, on us, Lord God. I just thank you for you standing by waiting, listening for your children to ask of you, Lord. Your word says, ask and it shall be given. And, Lord God, we're going to thank you for it in advance for answering these prayers, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you for your lifeline. I thank you for your many wonderful blessings that you've brought about from the time I've been on the line and everybody else special reports and miracles and stuff. Lord God, I praise you that this line is for real. I thank you that the Holy Ghost live and dwell on this line, Lord God. I thank you that you gave Chief Ambassador the vision. I thank you that him and his wife, Lady Betty, was obedient and walked in your way and did what you called them to do. Lord, I praise you for it because I know souls is being healed, touched, and delivered and set free, Lord. I don't take this land for granted, Holy Ghost. I just thank and praise and love you for answering our prayers, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Anybody else want that ultra awesome privilege of talking to the Lord? He's awaiting. If you want the privilege of talking to you, to him, he'll hear you. Amen. He's on the line. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, giving you honor and praise. We thank you for the block line right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to break those, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus, God. We're lifting up Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty right now in the name of Jesus. And we're lifting up their family in Jesus' name. We're lifting up Bria, Lord. Protect her, Lord. Keep her under the blood. Keep her heart encouraged, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak peace over the world right now in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for every one that's on the prayer list tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to deliver right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
break yoke, deliver, and set free right now. We bind the devil on every hand. And, Lord, we just thank you for your anointed power right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the obedience, Lord. Lord, we don't ever want to crowd, Lord. We thank you for the teacher, Dr. Johnson, right now. In the name of Jesus, God, keep him with strength, Lord. Keep him with courage, Lord. Use him in a mighty way. Use this line to be anointed line. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every ambassador elect right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the mother of the nation right now in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen her heart. Even the more, Lord, use her in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, God. We lift up Sheila Moore right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Encourage her, Lord. We lift up Sister Anastasia Riley in the name of Jesus. We lift up Karen Brown in the name of Jesus, the ones that we haven't heard in a while. In Jesus' name, and we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for Sheila. We thank you for Sheila Brown right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the wonderful testimony of her, Lord. Use her. Thank you for the boldness of her right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up her family, and we bind you, devil, on every hand. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper in Jesus' name. We lift up other people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep her heart and encourage, Lord, strengthen her heart even more. In Jesus' name, use her in a mighty way. And, Lord, we lift up the shut-in right now in the name of Jesus, the one that have a willing heart to come forth and give you honor and praise. And we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We honor you and we praise you and we magnify you right now in Jesus' name. We forever give you the praise. Amen and amen. Amen.
Father, we just count it for this privilege of my life to come before you. You're the creator of all things, heaven and earth. And God, you don't have to take any time for little folks like us. But you are always there, taking time for us. I remember the other day when the enemy tried to kill me. But God, you were there and you said no.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Sister Sheila Brown. And we pray for Second Baptist. And thank you for her even mentioning Amazing Grace. We'll put them in that. Thank you for how you blessed Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
How you brought us this far. Look on her son, Verlee Jefferson. Lord, turn him around completely.
Turn him around, Lord.
Call his mom and tell her on the spiritual side that the Lord is saving.
Yeah.
And working with the Lord in prison. I'm just asking you to do that because I know you can.
Thank you.
Praying and ask you to touch those in prison. You opened 6,000 prison doors, and so we know that you're going to do that. And bless me. In the name of Jesus. Bishop Hagin, Lord, I'm asking you for speedy recovery for him. Look on Ambassador and Lady Julie Hagin and strengthen her body as she goes back and forth, Lord, to take care of her husband. Oh, God, strengthen her body. Help her. Pray. Bless her, Lord. Supply all financial needs in every way. Because it's very costly. Help them and supply their finances. Give them some chunks all from heaven that they can't even call anything but chunks from heaven. Had to come from God. Thank you for it. And look on Bria, Lord, and the Marines. Protect the Lord. I'm asking you to sign at least two angels around her. And they will protect her at all costs. Bind the enemy that will come to sift her wheat in any way. Bind the enemy that will come to injure her, Lord, as in the battle or even in training. Bind it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing her hip. Cracked her hip, but you healed it. And thank you for it. look on not only her, but Dr. Betty. Keep her safe. And keep her, Lord, in great health.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything. I even pray for myself that you would bless me, Lord. Help me. And to supply all of my financial needs. And shake the chunk tree for us. God,
shake the chunk tree. You.
Let them come to pass. Jesus. I'm praying for Ambassador Frierson. Mother, you. God,
yes.
Let her recover very quickly. And let her go home in a few days. I'm asking. Of course, she will. But I'm asking. Lord, whatever is best for her, if it's in your will for her to take that medicine, God, show her and touch her heart, touch her mind, and let her receive it, if it will be a blessing to her physical condition. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for Renata Jones, and I thank you for even her mentioning Amazing Grace, blessing Amazing Grace financially. God, we'll finish the church out.
Thank you.
That, and we thank you for it.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for all the financial chunks that you're going to give, and we're going to finish the church out.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, we're going to give you some crazy praise.
Thank you.
Same. And Sister Lucille with her unspoken request. Oh, God, touch, help her and bless her. Name of Jesus, and all the that I shall call, Lord, be a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Touch and bless Ambassador Hendricks and Ambassador Renata Jones and Ambassador Geraldine Garnett and Sister Cullen, and look on Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams. Ambassador-elect Aretha Scott in Chicago, and look on Ambassador-elect Phil Angelo, and Ambassador Ernestine Riley, and Ambassador Joyce Long.
Thank you, Jesus.
LaToya, Ambassador-elect LaToya Hall, and God, I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, all these persons, look on them and bless them. And don't forget about Ambassador Mother Wilson, Ambassador Mother Franklin, God, Ambassador Mary Lacey, and God, look on Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, Mother Stern, and Ambassador Benita Friesen, who's doing such a wonderful job on our all night.
Yes.
I mentioned Ambassador Hendricks again. Lord, who's doing such a wonderful job on this block.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are standing with us, who are holding up our arms. God help. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for so many who say yes. Please don't forget about Ambassador Thelma Rush, and all of those who are standing with us in every aspect. Oh, so many who declared. Look on our sister in law, Hetty Smith, and help her. Look on the elder and Sister Owens.
Yes, Owens, please.
Oh, God, so many who ask for prayer, and we just do resonate these requests for prayer. On Ambassador Deborah Johnson down there in Texas, and Ambassador Wazine Cobb. Look on Ambassador-elect Sister Renee McKnight. Amen. Thank you for her. Amen. So many others, God. Please look on Ambassador Mother Digby and Ambassador Mother Peterson. Look on Lord, Apostle Adams, in the name of Jesus. And look on Prophetess Betty Baker.
Yes, Lord.
Look on the Dardens, Lord.
Yeah.
Sharon, please, yes, Lord, help them through this time of loss.
Right.
Amen. And amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God, and so many others on this brother. I'm giving you the praise and the glory for every one of them. In these last few days, these last 5 days, we dedicate these persons in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't forget about the youth, Lord, and Ambassador Hodges, amen, and all those who are working with the youth prayer line. God, we just love you, and we thank you, and we appreciate you.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Glory and all the honor and all the praise for everything that you're doing. You know how to do it. Can't nobody do.
Yes.
We need you in every way, in every way. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Said this when I'm sending you. Mother Wilson, God. Remember her. And Mother Willie Johnson. Remember her. Lord, don't forget about Sister Carolyn down there in Georgia and all of her family. Please, please. I'm dedicating all the food for these precious people. I hope they appreciate it. Amen. I hope other things aren't more important to them. Oh, God, I'm giving up my time and my food for these folks. Help them appreciate it in Jesus' name, I pray. God, look on Sister Lavinia Reynolds, who gave that great testimony. Look on Ambassador Pryor, and look on Dr. Carol Pryor. Oh, God, all these precious people. I just have to name some more tomorrow, but I'm certainly not going to forget about Ambassador-elect Edna Christopher. Oh, God, who's been so kind to our ministry. Thank you for her, and thank you for reminding her of our ministry. You're so great and so glorious. God, as we start to thank you right now, amen, and give you the rest of the time and even a little bit more after 9:30. Let's go to 9:36. Amen. Give God thank you. I want all of you who are not too busy for God. I said it, and I mean it, because it's truthful. I want all of you who are not too busy for God, and you don't mind thanking him. Amen. Let us hear your voice. It's like giving. Somebody said, I don't give to be seen. But they said, I don't want to be not seen. I don't praise God to be seen, but I don't want to not be heard praising God. Amen. When all of you from every area code, if God, if you can realize that God has been good to you,
yes,
I want
Lord.
You to join me tonight as we give him praise and thank you. Ambassador Henry, come on, as you lead it out, let's take off and let's praise him now. God bless you. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you. 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 Thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you for everybody on the line.
Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You just saying yesterday, today, and forever.
Three times, and the one that didn't have on a seatbelt was killed.
And the other, he was not killed. He had on a seatbelt. But the car flipped over three times. And they had a blowout. I remember that. Because, see, and that made me realize even more so how God had given me a miracle. We got to learn how to recognize it. I was on the highway just a few days earlier than that. And I was doing the 70, 75 mile an hour and pulled off the exit. And all of a sudden I heard boop, 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 when I pulled off and pulled over and got out and went and looked. And I had had a blowout. I didn't even hear it. But there was a big old hole in the side of my tire. And when I pulled up, at the place I pulled up, amen, God had two angels, you might say, just waiting there for me to pull up. And they saw it was flat. They said, sir, would you like for me to fix your flat? I said, absolutely, I would love it. Thank you. Two white gentlemen.
Yes.
Beautiful people. And
thank you.
I just sat there. They said, no, don't get out. Just sit there. We'll take care of it. Open your trunk and et cetera. I showed them where my tire was and got back in the car. They fixed my flat. But doing 70 miles an hour, that blew out. I wasn't aware of it until I pulled over off the highway and on the side exit and had a couple of people standing there waiting to fix my tire. I realized that was a miracle.
Yeah.
Because we heard about that person had the blowout and the car behind him, something flipped over three times and they killed one of them. And it helped me to realize even more so God is a miracle. Amen.
Right.
He protected me. Be like, I give the testimony of how I was in Texas, and the Lord said, take the scenic route. Don't take the travel the highway that day. And I took the scenic route and went down there and went to sleep and hit two trees. And God gave me seven miracles in that hitting two trees. Then the next day, my wife will tell you, the next day, we were listening to the news, and they said on the news, a car was traveling on a street, and hit a tree, and was killed instantly. The next day we heard it. I realized a miracle. He gave me seven miracles in one day. Jesus. So we got to recognize miracles. Some of y'all on this line I'm talking to right now, you have received miracles from God. You just, I don't know, the enemy didn't want you to recognize it. And then if you recognize it, he wanted to minimize it. Just, well, I ain't totally healed yet or something, whatever. But that's the enemy trying to minimize what God has done. I've been on here preaching on the line, and the enemy tried to minimize my message. I saw it. I recognized it. So you got to recognize when God gives you a miracle. Why am I saying this? Because it will get you more miracles.
Amen.
Yeah, the little small miracles, you thank him for those, and then it leads into larger miracles. I keep telling y'all, I went to the post office, and there was a dollar in the envelope. I thanked him like it was $10,000. And about 2 months later, I went to the post office, and there was an envelope, and it was a check for $10,000. See, you got to learn. Thank him for the small things. That's the way he tests you. It's just a test to see what you're going to do if he really blesses you. And some of y'all fail the test. You fail to thank him in the little small things. And God is just testing you to see how you're going to act if he really blesses you. You got to learn to thank him for the little small things. God bless you. That's my little message tonight. I love y'all. And I appreciate y'all so very much for being with us on this blog line tonight. Oh, my God, I just look forward to y'all, all of y'all. And I'm thanking God for you. In my last five, I'm calling your names out. Amen, I am. I'm calling your names out in prayer. This is my compassion for you. Yeah, I believe this morning I was calling Ambassador Hendricks. I was calling Ambassador Renata Jones.
Thank you, Jesus.
Julian Garnett, and Ambassador-elect Sister Cullen, and Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams. We heard from her on that all-night shut-in. Amen. And I'm calling Ambassador-elect Aretha Scott, and Ambassador-elect Lucille Angelo, and Ambassador Ernestine Riley, and Ambassador Joyce Long, Ambassador Mother Wilson and Elder Wilson. I'm calling, Ambassador Gary Stern and Ambassador Patricia Stern, both of my doctors, calling their names in the name of Jesus. And I'm calling y'all's name out. And the ones who, if it doesn't mean much to you that I'm giving up my food for you and fasting for you, then I just, if it doesn't mean much to you, it doesn't mean nothing to you, I just take you off my list. Amen. Because I want to sacrifice, but I want it to mean something to people. Amen. When I sacrifice. I'm calling your name out, Ambassador Wazin Cobbs, Ambassador Thelma Rush.
Thank you.
Ambassador Woods, and Ambassador-elect Sheila Brown, Ambassador Benita Frierson, and all of y'all. I'm calling all of y'all's names out. I take time. Call your names out. Thank you, Ambassador Stern. Amen. Amen. We can learn things from everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, y'all let me know if it doesn't mean much to you that we are praying for you on these last five, because, you know, I get hungry like anybody else gets hungry. If it don't mean nothing to you, let me know.
Thank you so much.
Pray for people. And I want to sacrifice for people where it means something.
Yes,
it ought to mean
yes.
More than this. It means
more. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
It means a whole lot to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It means a whole lot to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
It means so much.
Thank you.
I just thank God for you.
Amen. God bless you. I'm not trying to get no kudos. I just want to and sacrifice my food and my time for folks that it means a lot to
me. Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, my Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Really, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Just letting you know the prayers aren't in vain. Certainly need them. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Our God is so good and so good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out tonight and play. I got a feeling everything's all right. That's my theme song.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time y'all got, but I'll do a little rehab in honor of Mother Ellie Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can
hallelujah.
On her walker.
Yes.
I used to pick them up and put them down on her walker. walk around the front of the church. Yeah. She walk around the front. In time. One, two, three, four. She's putting them up. Putting them down.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Mother Johnson, she was something. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
And I just love to see her do all that. She was a blessing. And I'll tell you, she was really a blessing all the time when she'd pick them up and put them down. And then the whole church would start shouting.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Some of the saints in the name of Jesus. Doing their walkers around the front of the church and blessing the people. Oh,
yes.
And I tell you, we'd have a time.
Amen. I can imagine.
Johnson, when the music starts, that shout music, pick them up. Put them down.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Do better. Amen.
Thank you, God.
God bless you. Everything going to be all right, and we're going to do the Holy Ghost rehab. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Chief, family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody on the line.
Lord, bless these people in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless their health, their strength, finances. Bless them when they walk, talk, when they see. Bless everything about them in Jesus' name. Jesus, thank God. Amen. Come on.
Amen, man.
Thank you.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Not on purpose.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey,
thank
you,
thank you,
hey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Glory to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise you, praise you. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, praise
Jesus.
You,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus, hallelujah,
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 thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful night. Amen. Give God glory.
Thank you, Lord.
You're all right. No matter what the enemy is trying to tell you, I know it's going to be all right.
Thank you.
Let me just do a little bit more.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
God bless
y'all
you.
Y'all have a good night.
Yes, sir.
I'll be all right.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Got a feeling that everything's gonna be all right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night. All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless everybody. Glory to God.
Thank you, Ambassador Hendricks.
Amen. Have a good night.
Amen. God bless you. And we love you. And thank you, Ambassador Hendricks. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, too, for now, Dr. God.
God
bless
you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Everything's gonna be alright.